6 months ago, the global media circus of choice was the case of Joseph Fritzl, who'd allegedly kept his daughter captive in a cellar for 24 years. And last week, the Austrian authorities indicted him on charges of rape, incest, kidnapping, and murdering one of the 7 children he allegedly fathered on her. Austrian Chancellor Alfred Gusenbauer's response was to promptly announce plans to launch an image campaign to restore the country's reputation abroad. One might think if the world was prone to judging nations by the worst of its citizens, then Alois and Clara Hitler's little boy has comprehensively stuffed Austria's rep. But that's by the by. This week, our latest child abuse media circus ground to an end when 5 people were convicted on various charges arising from the death of Nia Glassy. We haven't had John Key promising a national makeover yet, so thank whatever God you believe in all the ones you don't for small mercies, because that's all you're going to get. Paul Henry is unwatchable at the best of times, and Tuesday's edition of Close Up was very far from the best. And here's how he opened the show. Here we are again, mithering on about child abuse, a flash studio full of experts about to pontificate and bemoan the state of our sorry nation after convictions today in the Nia Glassy case. Well, give Henry credit for truth in advertising. But I'm sick of hearing, we are all guilty if this happens again. Here's a reality check for Paul. We did not kill Nia Glassy. We did not fail to provide her with timely medical attention that might just have saved her life. The problem with intoning we are all guilty is that nobody is responsible. It's little more than moral masturbation, instant gratification without the messy, difficult and time-consuming realities of dealing with other human beings. Because I'm sick of the attitude that being poor, brown or living in a so-called street of shame is a mark of Cain that dooms you to social dysfunction. Widemu Curtis, Michael Curtis, Lisa Cooker, Michael Pearson and Ordewa Kemp were convicted in a court of law after a fair trial. Everyone involved in that case, from the jury to the investigating officers, deserve our thanks, because I don't think I could have handled it. But Nia Glassy deserves a lot better than the inane platitudes coming from the media. The dirty truth is no government will ever eliminate human cruelty, human neglect, and sheer stupidity. But we're helpless before them unless our emotions are tempered with reason and careful realism.